We have such a nice mixture of people in this mosque. Alhamdulillah, we speak all languages, English included. However, majority of golden oldies are here, and they expect me to speak to them in their own mother tongue. Tonight is, as you know, Milad al-Nabi, the birth of our Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the year 571, in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, the 12th night evening, which is tonight, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into this world. It is the most auspicious occasion, it is the most miraculous birth. Thousands of poetry was written about it. We call them Qasida and Ashir. In the Muslim world, Qasida Burda is very famous, of Imam Busiri. Many people know and they sing constantly. It is celebrated all over the world every year. Every country except for Turkey, I told them, they have its 2-3 weeks holidays. Just Milad al-Nabi holidays. It is an educational period for Muslims to pass that love of Allah, love of Rasulullah to the next generation. So they will do plays, they will do lots of educational sessions to pass that knowledge back to the next generation. Qasida Burda is very famous. The one that we sing all the time. Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. Majority of you know, especially if you're Pakistani. The Turks, they say, what? What does it say? It's the most beautiful poetry that we read every morning here as part of our Iran. But the majority of the Turks do not know this, especially the young generation. Amongst the Turks, there is another Qasida called Mawlud al-Sharif. The original name, the Turks don't even know themselves. It was called Wasilatul Najat. Wasilatul Najat, written 600 years ago by one of the lovers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon an incident that happened. That incident was a particular visitor came to his mosque. He was a great imam during the early period of Ottoman Empire, during the time of Sultan Bayezid, in the masjid of Ulujami, the grand mosque of Bursa, the capital of the Islamic state of Ottomans at that time. One speaker came, he was the head imam, Suleyman Çelebi, the one who wrote this. He spoke about the prophets of Allah. He was a Shia, by the way, the speaker. And he quoted the verse of the Quran that we read tonight even. Bismillah, la nufarriqu bayna ahadin min rusulihi. There is no distinction between the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're all equal. In terms of nubuwa, prophethood, yes, they're equal prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They came with the same message. But in terms of rank, they are completely different. And he tried to argue and argue and argue. One person stood up from the Jama'ah, just imagine. He says, what you're saying is completely wrong. Don't you know in verse Surah Baqarah 253, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضٌ بَعْضٌ. Don't you know Allah said in the Quran, yes, the prophets of Allah are exalted in rank from, they are different from one another. They are not the same. Yes, in terms of Nubuwa, prophethood, they are the same. But in terms of their rank, they are completely wrong. So what you're saying is incorrect. What you're giving us is the Rafidi, the false bid'ah view. And the Sunnah wal Jama'ah is not like this. The Imam of that mosque, Suleyman Çelebi, he was very well educated. To be the head Imam of the biggest mosque in the empire is something of a status. Who was a beloved lover of Rasulullah? He saw this. And he also heard the news amongst the people that they're causing fitna. Like today, modern day, we have some people get up on the TV screen, in Turkey in particular, even here, they talk nonsense about Rasulullah. They make blasphemous comments about Rasulullah. So, this alim, scholar, Suleyman Çelebi, he began to write this poetry, starting with a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then talk about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's birth, especially paying attention to the incidences that Amina, the beloved mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what she experienced. Then after that, he talked about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's prophethood, how he received prophethood. Then after that, how he went to Isra wa Miraj, the journey beyond the lottery, Sidratul Muntaha, his conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beyond space and time and direction. He nicely, beautifully, if you were to read, if you were to understand it, it will bring tears to your eyes. It's so beautiful, so touching. And because of his eloquence, his craftsmanship in terms of poetry, all of the ulama approved for hundreds of years, for 600 years. Until now. But the Turks read Mawlid for everything. Circumcision ceremony, Mawlid. Why? Is it the birthday of Rasulullah? No. Do you understand what Mawlid says? I have no idea. And nowadays they clipped all corners and wings of the Mawlid. You don't know what it was. The Imam reads Mawlid, you don't know whether it's Mawlid or some other poetry. Because he himself cannot read it, not trained in it. Not trained in it. So my intention tonight is perhaps talk to you about the contents of this Milad and the Reef. Thank you. Tell them of sense. Burda, it's in Ottoman Turkish. Only 1% or less of the people could read this from the Jama'ah. Maybe 20, 30 pages. Poetry. But it's poetry in motion. From the first word until the last word, it is fantastic. About Rasulullah, nothing else. You can see the love of Rasulullah just coming out. Some words are so powerful. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi used to quote this constantly. And he used to make dua for him. He says he was a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sulaiman Chalabi. If you ask any generation who Sulaiman Chalabi is, they would never clue. I mean, who's Sulaiman Chalabi after all? They didn't even know their own Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so limited. Some statistical knowledge, information, when he was born, where he was born, where did he make hijrah? Very limited, dry information. But the ruh, the substance of loving Rasulullah is completely gone away from the ummah of Muhammad. But these people, they used to renew this love for Rasulullah constantly. We know Rasulullah, who Rasulullah is. By name, we read it, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. But we do not know anything about Rasulullah in his true nature. Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi, I always say this. Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi, the one of the most misunderstood persons of our age. Even the non-Muslims run to his place to get some fragrance, scent of his past. And yet the people around him at the moment, around his legacy, are completely wrong people. He says, when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went up to Mount Nur, Jabal Nur, to receive the first wahi, Iqra, Bismi Rabbika alladhi khalaq. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Jibreel alayhi salam after squeezing, read, as you know the story. When he came out, he saw Jibreel alayhi salam in his huge glamour, his might. Jibreel alayhi salam is described as thousands of wings. Huge. We don't know how he is. Only Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam saw him twice, he says, in his true form. One, when the first time he received wahi, a second time in Sidratul Muntaha, the last point. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam saw Jibreel Amin in his glamour, in his might, huge, he actually got scared and fainted. As a human being,
is the first experience he's going through. When he fainted for about an hour and he woke up, then he got used to the idea. Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi says, Wallahi, Muhammad al-Amin, Ahmed alayhi salam, saw Jibril Amin with his greatness and he fainted for 1 hour. Had Jibril alayhi salam seen the greatness of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he were to open his wings of Nubuwa, Wallahi, he said, that moment Jibril would have fainted and never woke up until the morning of Hashr. We have no idea who Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is. Although from a hadith critique point of view, it might be weak. لَوْلَاكَ لَوْلَاكَ لَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْأَفْلَاكَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a hadith Qudsi, Ya Muhammad, if it wasn't for you, I would not have created the whole universe. I would not have created any of the creation. Therefore you would find in the Mawlud, starting about the creation, he says the first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created was the nur of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nur of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Adam alayhi salam was created, this nur was put onto his forehead. He carried this nur until through the generations, until that silsila, that progeny, ended up with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That nur came into existence as a human body with that ruh of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into this world in 571. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That morning, Mecca was in kufr, in shirk. But there was one man coming around and knocking every door. A Jew, a Yahudi, with the cap on his head, four locks on his head on his sides, with a bead up to here, and he's asking, was there any newborn child, a male child here? They said, who are you? I am a Jew from Medina. I came for a particular purpose. They said, keep on, what is it? What is it? No child, no child. He says, please look for, look for, look for. Eventually they found. They said, oh, the yatim of Abdul Muttalib is born today. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born today. So he said, I want to see the child, please. They said, why? You're a Jew from Medina, rich man. What are you doing here? He said, please let me see the child. He took this baby, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his hand and turned and looked at the back. He saw that seal behind two shoulder blades. And he began to cry and he began to hit his head. Woe to Bani Israel! Woe to the children of Israel! We're gone, we're finished! Nubuwa is gone from us! These mushrikeen, the people who are pagans, they don't understand any of these. What are you saying? What are you saying? What are you saying? He came to his senses, he said, please look after this child. All the Jews in Medina know that he's born today, according to their calculations. And if they find out that he's here, they will try to assassinate him, they will try to kill him. Please protect him. He is the Nabi of Akhir Zaman. He is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to this world. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That day so many things happened. So many things happened. The fire of the Majusi, the fire worshippers in Iran, Persia at that time, they used to take pride in their biggest fire. Because they worship the fire. They said this used to burn for 1,000 years non-stop. They used to constantly fuel it. One morning they woke up. The fire is gone. So what happened? Our 1,000 year old burning fire, the flames of Olympus, is gone. They went and asked what happened, what happened. They went to their soothsayers, the magicians, the people look at the stars and read some nonsense. They said, today is Akhir Zaman Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The 12 pillars of the Roman Empire's palace. Pillars, like when you go to Burke Street, end of Burke Street, the Parliament House, Victorian State House, State Parliament House, you see the big pillars? The King of Romans had the same thing. When he woke up in the morning, those 12 pillars were all smashed into pieces. They said, what happened? Who did this? It's impossible to do it. They looked up again. They said, something very important happened today. Today is the birth of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was a huge lake
in the area. In the morning they woke up, lake is gone. They said, this is a sign of major event. What happened? They looked up, they said, today is the birth of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are external. But in here, he talks about what the actual experience of Amina, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother, went through. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the veils away from, removed the veil from her eyes, she began to see things. She began to see the malaika. Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun, Pharaoh, came in spirit. Maryam, Mary, mother of Jesus, alayhi salam, came also in spirit. And with another Hurray, they came and there were the midwife. While Rasulullah was being born into this world. The incidences, he says, the whole universe was singing. No more darkness. Darkness ended. Rasulullah came into being. He says, then when Amina, the mother of Rasulullah, when she says, when I came to my senses a little bit, I'm looking for the baby. I look for the baby, look for the baby's over there. Then I came, he was already making sajda, the baby. Newborn. Umbilical cord already cut, cleaned. He's already circumcised from birth. And he is whispering words. I couldn't hear. Then she said, I put my ear to him and listened very clearly. He was saying, Ummati, Ummati, Ummati. Shafi' al-Muzinirin, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rahmatan lil alameen, mercy to the whole universe, the world, is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And yet we are so far removed from the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So far removed. We have a long way to go. Those who love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam adhere to his sunnah so strongly. Because they know Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Knowing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not dry information. Knowing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes the second person when you are alone. The third person when you are two persons. When you are eating, he's eating with you. When you are sleeping, he's sleeping with you. When you are talking, he's talking with you. When you are even in the toilet, he is with you. What do you mean? When you're practicing the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is actually with you. If you're not, if you do not know the adab of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you do not know the akhlaq of Rasulullah, there is no resemblance between your akhlaq, your character, and Muhammad's akhlaq, who was sent to this world to perfect akhlaq, then you are far removed from Rasulullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put his love into our hearts. I can go through this. I can go through this with you. But I am sure it will take a very long time. But the incident, there is a particular incident here which Mawlud Khan, the people who recite the Mawlud, never read this section. There's a huge section here. When that particular person who was giving the speech about prophets being equal, all the prophets of Allah being equal, he says there is no difference between Jesus and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He wrote in the couplet here. He says, what are you talking about? Do you know the reason why Isa alayhi salam was taken up to the heavens and he's going to come back again? Because he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he wanted to become part of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're saying that he's equal to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When he comes to this world, he's going to be, the greatest honor for him will be to become an ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Musa alayhi salam made the same dua. Ya Rabbi, please make me an ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Was not accepted. Many of the prophets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we have taken a covenant from all the prophets of Allah since Adam alayhi salam that they will support the last prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they saw his greatness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have written your name next to my name. La ilaha illallah is not complete without Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anybody can say La ilaha illallah, and many people do. But if there is no Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah does not accept it from them. This Nabi, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was so great in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, in my life, I felt lonely twice only.
Only twice. One, when you're going through some difficult time, suppression and oppression in the hands of Quraysh, when my beloved wife, Khadija, radiallahu ta'ala anha, her mother, when she passed away, I felt extremely lonely. My uncle passed and all, beside the point, but when my wife passed away, I felt extremely lonely. But the second time I felt lonely is when Jibreel Amin, my friend, my Khalili, for so many years, 23 years, he took me to Sidrat al-Muntaha. When he went through the Mi'raj, the doors are opening. Here Muhammad alayhi salam is coming. Everybody is in salam, salutations upon salutations. They are expecting this greatest gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he went to a particular place, he passed everything, the final point, where the low tree is, Sidrat al-Muntaha, Jibreel Amin said, Ya Muhammad, please continue. He says, how about you? What do I do? He says, I cannot move even one inch from here. If this is my life, the final maqam, I don't have any other state. If I move one inch, I'll be burnt into ashes. No creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever went through this path, this beyond this point. You, Ya Muhammad, you are the best of creation. Move forward to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. شش جهتان all منزه ذو الجلال بك موكيف آنا يستر بي جمال. What did you understand? Turkish speaking, nothing. This was in Turkish but. Then Suleyman Çelebi rahmetullah says, Lord Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beyond the six directions, right, left, up, down, front, back, beyond space, time, beyond makan, beyond a physical space, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed His jamal, beauty, His face to him. As the veil, 70,000 veils opened up, he kept on hearing, Ya Muhammad, galbaru, come, O Muhammad, come. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did he do, the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Can you imagine? He is shaken. He is beyond ecstasy. He is beyond that feeling I cannot imagine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the first time in His whole creation shows Himself without space and time and any direction. Shows Himself to Allah, to His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with all adab, he talks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you do every day that you don't even realize. What did he say? He said, "At-tahiyyatu lillahi was-salawatu wat-tayyibat." All praises of every kind, all salutations of every kind, all worship of every kind that is a fruit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to the Rabb al-Alameen, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala respond back to him? As-salamu alayka. أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace and blessings of me be upon you, O my Nabi. Peace and blessings be upon me. Allah gives salam to the Nabi. Then what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do in response? As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi s-salihin. O Allah, I accept your salam. May your salam be upon us and those who are the servants of yours who worship you in sincerity. Then Jibreel alayhi salam and all the malaika who were listening to this encounter, they all said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. This is the mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A Muslim makes his mi'raj all the time. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What other conversation? Again, his only concern, Ummati, Ummati, Ummati. My followers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I've forgiven them. Okay, what else you want? I've forgiven them. What else you want? Instead of praying 50 times a day, even if they pray 5 times a day, I'll give them 50 million times more hasanat to them, as if they prayed amongst the malaika. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us so many blessings through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the love of Rasulullah was alive, amongst the people, amongst the companions of Prophet ﷺ, they did everything. You might think that they were scared of wahi or something because they were next to Rasulullah ﷺ. No, the driving engine, the motor in the hearts of all the Ashabi Kiram, the illustrious companions of our Prophet ﷺ, was the love of Rasulullah. I say this all the time. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, one of the grandchildren of Umar ibn Khattab, who became a Khalifa for only 2 years. 2 years. But he's the one who collected the hadith, he's the one who initiated the hadith collection in the Ummah. He did as a Khalifa 2 years what the other Khalifa didn't do afterwards in 40, 50, 100 years. Allah put such a barakah into his life. And he used to, in his akhlaq, in his mannerism, in his dress code, in his behavior, resemble Rasulullah and his companions so much, they used to praise him. They used to say, Ya Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, MashaAllah, you resemble Rasulullah so much, the Ashabi Kiram so much, MashaAllah. And he used to cry as a result. He says, you guys have no idea of what you're talking about. Have you seen? Wallahi, he says, have you seen the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companions behave towards him? You would definitely say, these people are lunatics. They've gone berserk. These are fanatics. These are not human beings. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes wudu, they will not allow the water to touch on the ground. When he takes a hair and makes a haircut, they will not touch the hair on the ground. They're collected and they keep it as a relic, holy relic with them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they did not worship Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam they had in their hearts for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot be described in any manner or shape and cannot be understood by the Ummah of today. Impossible. And that's Ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, years after, he's fighting in a war. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. In the thick of the battle, he's fighting, all of a sudden he jumps between the feet of the enemy under the horse's legs and he's trying to look for something. Then he finds it and puts on his head and starts fighting again. And his companions, they said, what did you do? You put your life in danger. In line. This is tahruka. This is haram. He says, you don't understand. He's in a different world. You don't understand. You know what happened? They said, no, what happened? He says, for years, for barakah, in my head, in my cap, I used to have two hairs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it was with me when I was fighting. Everywhere I go, I used to carry with me. Today, the cap fell on the floor. Not my cap, the hair of Rasulullah ﷺ fell under the feet of the enemy horses. At that moment, my life meant nothing, he says. I had to save the hairs of Rasulullah ﷺ. Today, the whole sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ is completely destroyed by the ummah themselves. We have no idea what's happening. No feeling in our hearts. Then nothing moves us. Nothing moves us. Yes, money moves us. Hubbu dunya moves us. Our jobs move us. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't move us. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz says, have you seen the Sahaba the way they behave and love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He says, you would definitely say that they are all lunatics. But he says, wallahi again, had they seen you today, the way we live Islam, so to speak, they will definitely say, this sorry state of ours, they will definitely say, you are not Muslims. You are definitely not Muslims. You don't look like Muslims. You don't act like Muslims. There is no sunnah in your life. You say that we love Rasulullah, but there is no Rasulullah in your lives. There is no Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your minds and hearts. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, wallahi, not that Muhammad, this person of yours looks like the Nabi Muhammad's companions. He says he cannot be even the dust that comes out from the back of the horse of Wahshi, who was the lowest of the Sahaba. Now, may Allah bring that love back to our hearts. We are, forget about reading a poetry of highest order. That is an expression of pure love of Rasulullah ﷺ that we understand. We do not understand our Quran. We do not understand the Sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ. We should make it a whole long week of celebrations. We should use tools like these, means like these, to teach the love of Rasulullah ﷺ to our generation. And let the others scream, bid'ah, bid'ah, bid'ah. Yallah, it's your bid'ah, yallah. Go and do your bid'ah somewhere else. I want to teach my Nabi to my generation. To my children. If my children's heroes are pop stars, football heroes, some other kafir or another, then I have lost the plot. Even if my sajda has the mark of sajda on it, head has the mark of sajda on it, if I make 70,000 times la ilaha illallah every day, wallahi, on the day of judgment, it will not be easy for me to go through that hisab.